Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. Today is Monday, January 12th, and we're back in the studio after a weekend. We had a rainy weekend.
We did, and it was an award weekend.
Yeah, and it was sort of unexpected. I don't know, at least for me, I hadn't really checked the weather. So then, you know, we just get surprised with pouring rain for the whole day.
Yeah, it was really inconvenient if you had to go out in it dressed up for like the Golden Globes, for instance. I had to do some stuff on Saturday to cover for the Golden Globes. And I mean, my feet were soaking wet in my heels.
Really?
And my hair was destroyed. And it was just like a mess.
Really?
But everybody was
You did it outdoors and stuff?
Well, one of the events that I was at was the World Dog Awards. Not mm-hmm. for the Golden Globes, but that was after the Golden Globes event I went to. And that was in Santa Monica at the Barker Hangar.
Uh-huh.
And they set up a tent, and it was a green carpet, and it was, like, getting flooded.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. It was definitely a fun event, though. I got to interview, like, celebrities and their pets and meet all these cute dogs and, like, the famous dogs from YouTube and Instagram. And
really?
Yeah, a bunch of those.
So it was, like, what, a contest for the dogs or something?
No, it's the World Dog Awards. It's an award show, basically, for, like, you know, famous pets, famous dogs. So George Lopez hosted... Lisa Vanderpump was there. I talked to her for a bit. Mark Feuerstein from Royal Pains. Jonathan and Drew Scott from the Property Brothers on HGTV.
Uh-huh.
Lance Bass and his new husband were there. Who else was
there? He's the only Paris name Hilton. I've heard of. Paris Hilton was
there? Yeah, she was there with her two dogs.
Oh, okay.
So it was fun. It was
did
a good
time.
Did
you talk to her too?
I did not. I actually, we ran out of time. I was speaking to Lisa Vanderpump and Paris was standing next to us and we were like kind of playing with Paris's dogs while talking.
Really?
But there was just a lot of press, a lot of people, a lot of dogs. So we had limited time and had to get out of there and go to the next event.
Wow. Very cool.
Yeah.
So, well, I haven't heard of any of the names that you mentioned, but I'm glad at least you recognize them because I would have gone to the event. I wouldn't know who anybody is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So that would be kind of embarrassing.
Yes.
Yeah. You know what? What's funny is I'm seeing articles on Farrah Abrams. You know who she is?
No.
Really? She was like one of the teen moms in that. So... We had her on the show, you know, they pitched her as a guest, and we had her on the show, and I'm talking to her like I don't know her, which I didn't. And then it's funny because after the interview, all I've been seeing is Farrah Abrams here and Farrah Abrams there, and I guess she's become pretty famous.
Well, now that you mentioned Teen Mom, now it sounds more familiar, but I don't watch that show.
Right.
And, I mean, I don't really care about the show,
right.
So it's not been on my radar, but people love it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So, but that's the thing is sometimes you talk to people who are famous to some people, but you don't know them, you know. So
right.
It's kind of embarrassing. But it was funny. The other day I ran into somebody here who was familiar. She was introduced to me and I said, oh, you look familiar. Have you been here before? And she just looks at me and she's like, duh, you know. And it's one of the actresses from. Little House on the Prairie.
Oh.
It's like an old show that I never really watched. But not only that, but apparently I had met her before.
Oh,
I just don't remember. I mean, there's so many people that come through here.
There are so many people. And in LA, I mean, I've said this before, you become a little bit jaded or just a little confused because you see people and you know them from somewhere and you either can't figure it out if you know them from real life or you've seen them on TV or they're just crossed your path somewhere. And it's a little... tricky. Like, I just smile and I'm like, I must know you, so I'm gonna just smile at you anyway.
That's funny.
Yeah,
I know. So one time when I was interviewing for a co-host a few years ago, this girl came in and she looked so familiar and I said, you must have been in the station. She says, no, I haven't. And I said, well, you look awfully familiar to me. And she says, well, she says, do you watch reality shows? I said, some. How about CBS? Do you watch CBS? I said, I guess I do. She says, did you ever see Big Brother? I said, oh, yeah. And I usually don't watch the show, but like since it started, I think maybe I watched like three seasons or something. And she was in that one of the seasons that I'd watched.
Which girl?
What's her name?
Rachel?
Kristen. Rachel we had on the show because she was a friend of one of the co-hosts. Uh-huh. But no, she was Kristen. What's her last name? God, I can't remember. We're like friends on Facebook now, but... but yeah, she had like a big part because they made her wear like funny clothes and like a clown outfit and shit because of a punishment for something, you know. She lost a game, maybe, I don't know, but it was funny. So it happens in this town. You're right. You run into people you don't know. Have I seen you before?
Right.
No, I'm just famous.
Yeah, definitely. You're like, if I were them, I'd be like, well, you've seen me, but I haven't seen you.
Yeah. I know. They get that all the time, I'm sure, you know.
Oh, definitely.
It's weird. You know, like people tell me, you know, I mean, every day I get emails or people talking to me and they're saying, oh, I listen to your show. And I'm like, wow, you know, I mean, that's, you don't think about it, but people know you and you don't know them.
Right. Well, I run into people sometimes and because my social media name is so memorable, I guess, like at least for Instagram, Jen the Jew, people are like, oh, I've seen you on Instagram. Whether they found me through like a mutual friend and I was in their photo or they've seen my name somewhere. It's funny because they'll remember that.
Right.
And they'll put the face with the name and they're like, ah, Jen the Jew. I'm like, that's what I'm famous for. Good Lord. And I've been trying to change it because it's just so controversial, I guess. And my mom thinks that people are going to come after me because of my Instagram.
Yeah, I know.
But I can't change it. Instagram won't let me. And so that's my name.
Yeah. That's funny.
So that's my claim to fame. That's it.
I know. Well, at one point it must have sounded good.
Well, I think it's funny, but now in a world where no one's safe and like or has a sense of humor,
right?
I don't know what happened. I mean, I guess it's probably always been that way, but lately more concentrated.
Right.
It's probably better just to be my name.
I guess, yeah. I mean, in a way, it's good, though, because it's like you branded yourself. It's a memorable name. It's funny. And people remember that.
Right.
You know?
So and it was never even because of my religion, because, good Lord, I mean, I celebrate Christmas like, you know, I might as well be an elf.
Right.
But it was just kind of like a funny alliteration.
Yeah.
And I love a good deal and discounts. And, like, it was more because of that and making fun of me for, like, that stereotype.
So.
It stuck.
Oh, God, stereotypes, man. Yeah. Those are so funny. People are crazy, man.
Yeah.
People are crazy with all these stereotypes and stuff, you know.
Well, there's some truth to them. They're, you know, that's how they came about.
Right. Well, I don't know. I mean, what, they say that Jews are cheap? I mean, what does that mean? That they don't give out money to everybody? Like, why? Is there anybody else who's not like that?
Exactly.
You know, I mean, what is this? So, yeah, I mean, it's just like... It doesn't mean it's true, you know. I mean, it just means that there's been a lot of, like, I mean, they used to have, like, what they call them? Like, where they would blame Jews for killing Christian kids and using their blood and stuff. I mean, come on, you know.
Well, that's a serious stereotype. I'd rather take, like, the, I'm not going to give my money out to everyone that asks. And if I'm going to be smart about where I spend my money, I will look for a deal. Thanks.
Right, exactly.
I would call that, like...
Smart.
Smart.
Yeah.
You can call it what you want, but I'm going to call it smart.
Yeah. I mean, what is it like? Yeah. So, yeah, Jews are smart. Believe it.
Right. Yeah. We also, though, give out money freely to send people to Israel for the first time.
Yeah,
so if you want to talk about it, then we do that.
Yeah, we do a lot of things. I mean, a lot of Jews are, you know, they donate money and stuff. You know,
right.
Philanthropists.
Yeah.
And so it's a poor... a poor stereotype, especially when, you know, I mean, there's so many Jews in key positions around the world, you know, so it's not like, you know, and it's disproportional to the number of Jews in the world.
Right.
You know, and people don't like that. You know, there's envy, there's resentment.
People don't like anything.
Yeah.
Like right now.
It's not like they are.
This is just like what is happening in the world right now. It's just like so baffling to me.
Really?
We're fighting for freedom.
Right.
But the people that are causing the lack of freedom are other people.
Right.
Like, we're not, like, enslaved by giants or like monsters. Like, it's ourselves. We're doing this to ourselves.
Right. So you mean like humanity in general?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, that's the thing. You have fanatics, and they insist that everybody does things their way, or they're dead. And that's what you get. You right. know, so you get all this stuff in, well, France got it now. And I guess they had like rallies and stuff, you know.
The biggest one of their entire
history?
Know. Yeah. It's really? It was 3.7 million people.
Wow.
That rallied in France.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
It is. It is, you know. And, you know, again, Jews are thrusted into it, you know, when they had this, where they killed a few Jews in the market.
Yeah.
And so it's always about the Jews. Right. I mean, you know.
But even Hamas is defending. They're saying this was an absurd act of terror.
Right.
And they're a terrorist group considered by us, at least.
Yeah. Now, I don't think Hamas said that. It's the other Palestinian group, the Palestinian government, I think.
Well, they were in
they're
the rally.
Part of it.
But no, Hamas actually came out and said that, like, something about beliefs, like a difference of beliefs and opinions shouldn't be justified with murder.
Oh, yeah.
But isn't that
Hamas
their whole
is saying
premise?
That?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That they don't believe in the Jewish beliefs and all.
Wow.
That. Yeah, that, I read that.
I mean, why would they say that?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
I don't care, though. As long as they're saying that people shouldn't be murdered, let's get everybody on the same page.
Yeah, but
people shouldn't be murdered for difference of
yeah,
opinions.
But they can say whatever they want. I mean, you know, and they're... and their constitution or whatever they want to call it, Jews don't exist. They need to be eliminated.
Yeah.
There's no such thing as Israel.
Well, they didn't comment things, on so. The kosher market incident. They commented on yeah. the rest of it.
Oh, okay. That's why.
Right.
Yeah, I thought you meant about the
no,
the Jews.
Not specifically no. Okay. about the Jews, but about okay. what's happening in France, basically. Yeah. It was more
still
like
bullshit,
a-
man. Full of shit, all these people. Yeah, so, you know, I mean, now they're having, like, in Germany, there's an anti-Islam rally that is set. And, yeah, you know, I mean, you know, people are saying, yeah, look, most Muslims are not like that and stuff. But you know what? It's in their Quran, and all these things are, maybe the extremists are distorting some things.
Right.
But as far as the basics of Islam, I mean, that's how it started, by slaughtering people who would not convert.
I mean, but didn't they do that also in Christianity? And then that's like the whole thing that's coming out now about what Rupert Murdoch said about how all Islam should be held responsible for the extremists mm-hmm. and that it's a jihad cancer. And now everyone's coming out saying, then should we talk about the Christians and what they've done? Because if we're going to group everybody together, then we should definitely say that all Christians should be responsible for the Spanish Inquisition and for the Holocaust.
Okay, well, but, you know, but the thing is that you have to, you also have to look at the times, you know. I mean, those were like, you know, I mean, those were Middle Ages and, you know, but it wasn't, and it's not in the, it's not in the Bible that you're supposed to do that, you know, but they're, these people are extreme in many ways. I mean, look, you have Muslims in like Asia, like Indonesia and Malaysia and all that, and they don't even know Israel. I mean, they're so far from it.
Yeah.
They have no issues with Israel or nothing, and still the people there hate Jews and they hate Israel. Why? Because that's what unites Muslims, is the hatred for Israel.
But not all Muslims hate Israel.
Not all of them, okay. So some people here are more open and liberal
right.
and stuff, but...
I mean, I think it's also a matter of education and a matter of what you're
of
being
course.
Told. And, you know, like when you're little, if your mother hates peas, you probably hate peas.
Right.
You know, I mean, I can't even tell you how many things I didn't like because my mom just didn't feed it to me because she didn't like it.
Yeah.
And I believed it. And like, that's your source of information. I was like, I hate mushrooms. No, actually, I like mushrooms. Now I know. But it's just the same thing. Education is everything. And if you're not educated properly, you're going to be a certain person.
Yeah.
Because you're limited
in
what
you have.
It
depends what kind of education, Jen, you know, because, I mean, these many of these people educate their kids to hate.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Unless you're getting an unbiased education and you're open to all kinds of information. And, like, even if you're Jewish, let's say you're raised Jewish, you went to Hebrew school your whole life, then you went to whatever comes after that, I don't even know. But if that's all you know and you were never open to other religions and you never took a religion course in college, you would have no idea what the other religions were and what
that's
it meant.
That's true.
So you would think your religion was it and everybody else was not.
Right.
And your viewpoint would be very skewed. I mean, I didn't do so well in religion because I just, it was too much to remember. And I just like, I was fascinated by everybody's beliefs and I thought it was really great to learn. But I was like, all I know is really the Jewish religion. So I did really well in that part. But I found it interesting to learn about the others.
Yeah. No, absolutely. You know, I mean, you grow up in Israel you know, and then, so you're not really exposed to Christianity other than, you know, I mean, they have like a lot of churches and temples and stuff in Israel that are Christian and they're respected and everything. Mm-hmm. But as far as what they teach you, and that is like, you know, don't eat pork and don't mention Jesus Christ and all that. And it's like, you know, so. Yeah, you grow up not really knowing a lot, you know. That's why, you know, when I moved here, I learned a lot more on Christianity and stuff. And I can speak intelligently about it now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you know, and you need tolerance. And tolerance comes from, like you said, education, you know. When you understand other people, you know, other people have rights and they have lives, then you respect that, you know.
Right.
But I think in Islam, the point is to keep the people oppressed, like sheep, you know, and that's the basic of it. I mean, if you look at the fundamental countries like Saudi Arabia and Iran and, you know, in these places, they're very strict and it's in their interest to keep the population ignorant,
right,
and oppressed and stuff. So, yeah. So
it's so crazy that that's still a way of life,
yeah,
for countries like on the same planet where we have all of this technology and all of this access to information to oppress people and keep them in like the dark ages, essentially.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Because it gives them power.
Right.
You know, all these like religious leaders and stuff, it gives them power. And that's why they do that. But, you know, so you have like chastity police and, you know, they're deciding for everybody how they should live.
Right. I mean, it's not even a religious thing. It's honestly just a humanity thing because I was watching Selma last night.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I was watching with my best friend and we were both so horrified at the acts against black people in general. And like, it's just a perpetual situation where, okay, so they came over as slaves. Then they were, you know, they only were given certain jobs. They were only allowed in certain areas, in certain schools. And allowed access to certain information. So they were going to only amount to certain things.
Right.
And they were going to only be able to do certain things. So to continue oppressing people, you are actually limiting them from becoming what you are saying they're not.
Right.
So how are they going to win in any situation? And the peaceful protests that were had and even seeing the march on Selma and now hearing like how many people were in France.
Mm-hmm.
It's so crazy that 3.7 million people were in France because you thought a lot of people were in Selma.
Right.
They're like, wow, people came down from Boston to Alabama and they were fighting the same fight with them. And it was like white people, churchgoers, anybody was welcome to go. And they did.
Mm.
And it was such a moving scene in the movie where you saw all these people walking across the bridge in Selma, Alabama, or to Selma from Montgomery. And it's so moving to even know that 3.7 million people from all over the world joined in France just for people's rights.
Right.
We're still fighting the same thing, just different against different groups of people.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. And it's always like that. And there's no freedom of speech in Islamic countries. And there's no individuality. You can't do anything. And yeah, people control your lives. And I just feel bad for people that are born there and they have to weather this stuff.
Yeah.
You know. And then some people are lucky and they manage to come to the United States or some other countries and they build a life, you know, in a Western country. And yeah, so, I mean, there's many Muslims like that and they mean no harm. I mean, I don't think anybody means that, you know. I don't think people mean like the Muslim Americans that live here and they're law-abiding citizens and things like that, you know. But there are enough extremists out there to really soil that religion, you know. And that's why I posted. I said, you know, even if it's extremists, then it is a Muslim problem because they're making them look like shit, you know, and they're coming from their religion, you know, even if they're extremists. It's, I think, the Muslims' responsibilities to bring those people down and not wait until they blow up people, and then many of them don't even say anything.
I mean, because I don't know that I would take responsibility for all Jewish things that people did, because I'm not that way.
No, and, not and there's you, choices. But, no, but like, as a group of Jews, you know, it would be like for example, in Israel, I mean, sometimes you have like a crazy guy going and shooting Arabs and stuff. They get nailed. I mean, they get put in jail and stuff, you know.
But so. That's like a legality. You can't go kill people, so they're put in jail. You know, I don't know that, like, as a Jewish person, I would say he's part of my group of people.
Right.
I would say that's an extremist, and that is a different situation.
Well, but it comes from your religion, and that's what I'm saying. I mean, you know, the thing is, if it made you personally look bad, then it would be your problem.
I guess. So. I just don't really cling to my religion as all that I am.
Right.
I'm also white. I'm also 5'4". I'm also from Miami. I'm right. also so many other things. Like, I could also, everything that happened in Miami, I could be like, well, those are my people.
Right.
Well, I don't live there anymore, so I don't know that they're my people.
Right.
You know, and it's just, I'm also, actually, I did feel a little bit of this watching Selma last night. I was embarrassed to be a white person doing things that people did to black people. And I was just like, ugh, how can I come from a race that did this to other? But I'm like, wait, I didn't do that.
Yeah,
I need to separate myself.
Plus, you were born to a race. It wasn't like your choice
right.
or anything.
And also, if given the opportunity, I would have been one of the people walking the Selma March. There were many white people that were, and unfortunately, some of them got killed for supporting it. But then so did people in the Holocaust for supporting Jews. And, like, I think I would just, me personally, support the beliefs that I have.
Right. Yeah.
I would hope that all, like, that everybody had good moral judgment and they could just stand for beliefs versus, because my religion says so, I need to do this.
Right.
I don't know.
No, that's true. That's true. But, you know, that's what I'm saying. I'm talking in groups in general. As a group, you know, I mean, it's like, it's a cancer within Islam. So, you know, they need to do something about it. Why is the Western world expected to fight ISIS? You know, I mean, yeah, nobody's trying to stop them. I mean, the Arabic countries stand to lose more from ISIS than the West, because they're taking over their countries, their land, and their rights and everything. So, you know, I don't know, man. Yeah, but ISIS is still a threat. Now they're saying New York, the New York PD is alert over ISIS threats.
Yeah.
So I don't know what that's about. But, yeah, the whole world, that's what I'm saying. I mean, look, every problem point is extreme Islam, you know. I mean, you have, like, in Nigeria, you know, you have Boko Haram, which is also extremist Islamists, killed 2,000 people.
Yeah.
2,000 friggin' people were massacred. And for what? You know, usually these people are not, you know, I mean, you can't figure that 2,000 people were all soldiers or militants. They killed, yeah, I mean, they just, I guess there were bodies scattered all over the place.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, it's just disgusting. What do you do, though? I mean, really, what do you do?
Yeah. And, yeah, that's the thing, you know, I mean, it's, yeah. It's and then there was an explosion in Nigeria as well. A little girl had a bomb attached to her, strapped to her, and killed 20 people in the market. They're not sure what her age was, from between 10 and 18, they're saying. So, you know, so this is happening all over.
It is.
And, you know, and we're under attack. We're under attack, and people don't understand that. All these groups have different names, but they're all the same. It's all, they fight for the same thing, and that's oppression of the West.
Well, and that's what they were saying, actually, about people. France. And well, the issues, like, where, you know, President Obama didn't go and Senator Kerry didn't go.
Right.
And they're saying, on one side, that, like, how could we not show our faces and be part of this unity of the world, and, like, what an important time it was. But at the same time, it's not just a Western problem, they're saying. These other countries are all joining together, and these other groups of people are joining together against the same oppression by Islamic extremists. And it's not just us.
Right.
We're not the only people fighting this battle, which I think is an important statement in itself, because everyone has thought that it, or a lot of people have thought that it's just a U.S. versus Islam.
Right. But the thing is that many people might demonstrate, but most people don't do anything about it. You see, I mean, look at ISIS. Nobody's stopping them. You know, everybody's waiting for us to do something. And so,
well, maybe now it will change everybody's tune.
Maybe, you know, but we also symbolize the Western world. That's why they don't like us, you know, even right. more than they don't like Europeans.
Right. Well, I mean, this whole thing with Boko Haram, you know, they're fighting people in their country.
Right.
So, I mean, that's not against us. That's just a horrible act against other people.
Well, yeah, but the thing is that why are they doing it to their own people?
Who knows?
Okay.
None of it makes any sense at all. I wish that everyone was just nice to each other and leave people alone.
Yeah. But it's also about oppression, you know. I mean, it's like if they succeed there, then they go somewhere else and do the same thing.
Right.
And it's just human rights also, you know. We are for human rights. Other countries are not. So we're fighting for other people as well. And that's what they don't like, apparently, you know.
Yeah.
So they prefer to stay in the Stone Age.
Which is just so insane to me.
Yeah.
I mean, can't they leave us alone? We have our own problems on our own soil. I mean, there are people that do crazy things here, like go to schools and kill kids.
Yeah.
So how about we deal with our issues, you deal with yours, and calm down. We're busy.
Yeah. So
if it were only that simple. I could run things, I'd be like, oh, calm yourself.
Yeah. So I imagine you watched the Golden Globes.
Oh, yes. Right? Very actively.
Very actively.
Yes. Well, yeah. Lauren and I
took a couple of glances, but yeah, go ahead.
We had a Two Drunk Girls episode where we announced our predictions. However, the episode wasn't loaded in time, and we loaded it this morning because we had technical difficulties. However, we were quite, you know, we were on with our predictions, I think, at least for the most part. We knew who was going to win.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. And then watched the show live, tweeted, posted our favorite dresses from the red carpet and our least favorite, because there were several of those. Yikes.
Really?
I don't know how people leave the house wearing some of the things they were wearing. I just don't.
So who was one that wore something ridiculous?
Keira Knightley.
Really?
Yeah. She wore a gown.
Because I only saw her sitting down, so I didn't realize what she was wearing.
She looked like she was from Little House on the Prairie, speaking of.
Really?
But she was in a dress made by Chanel. 30 people from Chanel made a dress for her in a matter of a week, and it was an atrocity to the eyes.
Really?
Yes. It was could have been pretty, I think. The structure of it was kind of weird. It was very matronly. And it had, like, velvet birds and butterflies sewn onto it. And then she had a big, like, butterfly on her hand.
Really?
It was just so wrong for so many reasons. Like, if she was going to an art function, maybe, and she wanted to be like, I'm wearing art.
Right.
And it's, like, birds and stuff. But I don't think the Golden Globes are the venue for that.
Yeah. I guess they think they can get away with it because they're stars, you know.
But they know there's like all these reports on fashion, and you really go out of your way to look good for these events. So why wear something that you know is going to be detrimental?
Yeah.
Claire Danes looked kind of silly as well.
Really?
In her dress. It was like weird. I feel like she had like pom-poms sewn onto her dress. And, like from an art store, like a Michaels or something like that. It was just weird. I don't know. Everybody had a weird spray tan. Everybody. Oh, the lighting.
Yeah,
was
I noticed that. Like,
not
the,
okay.
What's her name? The one that was with Tina Fey that did the show? The blonde.
Oh,
one.
Amy Poehler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was totally tan, like fake tan.
Right. And like, I get it because I love a good spray tan myself. And if I were going to that event, I would for sure do it too. Uh-huh. But I think they were not prepared for the lighting and the fact that TVs are now so HD that you can see the layer of sweat. Like, Kristen Wiig and, Bill Hader they presented an award.
Right, I saw that.
For best screenplay. You could see the layer of sweat on Kristen Wiig's chest.
Really? Oh, yeah, that's. Wait a minute, was it on her chest? I remember somebody else. Yeah.
I think J-Lo, too. Everybody had a layer of sweat glistening on them.
And I remember who had a big cleavage was Kate Hudson.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And I noticed the sweat on her.
Yes. Because of the lights and because of everything going on there, it's, you know, you're sweating. But the fact that we could see it so clearly is like unheard of. I think they need to put a filter on those cameras because, like, everybody loves a good HD show or whatever, but I don't want to see somebody's sweat and their lines and everything else. Like, I was so distracted by people's aging process.
Really?
I felt bad about it. I actually tweeted, I was like, when did Matt Bomer die? He looks like he was embalmed.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because you could see his hairline. You could see so much detail in, like, whatever was going on, whether it was makeup on his face or his hairline and his roots weren't done. And I could care less really what other people look like and like what they do to age or not age and their hair color and stuff. But the fact that we could see it so clearly and they zoom in so close,
right,
it was like distracting.
Yeah,
I had no idea what awards were even being presented at that point. Clive Owen, oh my God. He looked like he has not aged gracefully at all.
Really?
And usually men age, you know, better than women. But I was like,
that's interesting.
Like, zoom out.
Yeah, because he's pretty handsome.
He's so handsome. I think whatever the lighting was about, they just did it wrong.
Yeah, wow. So he was presenting or something?
Yeah.
Because I haven't seen him in a while. I mean, you know.
Well, he was on that show, The Nick, or he still is on that show, The Nick.
Oh, I see, on the TV show.
Yeah, okay. It's on HBO. It's about doctors from, I don't know, the 1800s or something.
So that's why. So he is relevant now.
Yes, he is. And unfortunately, the lighting, not so good.
Yeah, huh?
On so many people. But I thought a lot of, you know, awards were given to deserving people.
Yeah.
Like Boyhood.
That's true. What about the actor from The Theory of Everything? Did you think he deserved it?
Have you seen the movie? I didn't see the movie, but the fact that he became that person and, like, physically became that person,
right,
Stephen Hawking, I think he deserve that.
Yeah, usually people get that. I remember Daniel Day-Lewis when he did My Left Foot. That was some time ago. But he also played like a retarded, well, this guy's not retarded, but no. Let's say handicapped.
Mm-hmm.
And he got an award for that too. So
yeah.
Hollywood likes those parts, you know. Just like the guy, Jeffrey Trimble, is it?
Tambor.
Tambor, right.
Yeah.
That does Transparent.
Right.
Right. And it's funny because, you know, where he started his career was on Three's Company.
Yeah.
And he was the neighbor and he was so funny.
I loved him on Arrested Development. I mean, he's a great actor. He's like the most underrated actor ever. But also Wes Anderson won. Mm. And I was really excited about that because I loved The Grand Budapest Hotel.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a good movie?
I loved it. I mean, I think it's, you know, subjective if you like Wes Anderson or not.
Right.
Because he's pretty weird.
Is it really?
All of his movies are so weird.
Oh, wow.
But I love them.
So they're that movie's weird, too?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but he is genius. So if you, like, buy into that way of thinking, like, just the characters are so interesting and, like, the music's so appropriate and the costumes, it's just all just like a spectacle of weird and the story like is so absurd, but then it makes sense and you're like, of course,
really,
and you care about the characters as weird as they are. I think it's great.
Oh wow, I'll have to check it out.
Yeah.
What about, did you get The Imitation Game yet?
That is one of my favorites, and if Eddie Redmayne didn't win, I think Benedict Cumberbatch should have. These British actors are killing it.
They are, huh?
They are just killing it, which I love when Amy Poehler and Tina Fey commented about the fact that they're taking all of our jobs, and they love when the British people speak like Americans and imitated their accents of us.
Right.
I mean, I thought their intro was great.
Right. But we imitate their accent as well in some movies, right?
True.
Yeah. I mean, Angelina Jolie in Tomb Raider.
Was she British? I didn't know.
Yeah, she was British.
Oh, I don't think I saw that movie.
Yeah. And I don't know. It sounded ridiculous to hear her talk that way. But, you know, people do that.
Yeah. Did you see the intro that Amy and Tina did?
No, I did not see the intro. Was that good?
They were on fire.
Really?
They ripped everyone apart, especially Bill Cosby. I love that they even went there.
Really?
They made fun of Korea in the interview and said that the Korean review of the interview was better than some of our own reviews of the interview. And they had Kim Jong-il.
Yeah, I saw that woman dressed like
Margaret Cho, I think.
Yeah.
I thought it was well done.
Yeah.
As inappropriate as they could be, they were so great at it. It was so good.
That's
I love
cool.
them.
Now,
The Globes are way more fun, I think, than some of the other shows.
You think?
Yeah, because it's not as serious.
Right.
And they can drink at this award show, which is something everybody loves to point out because it's not as serious.
Oh, wow.
Like Ricky Gervais went up on stage with a glass of wine.
Wow.
And he rambled on and on about how celebrities are so ridiculous. And he, what he was like, you overprivileged famous people. Just like so good.
Yeah, like right. Wow. Yeah, it was, you know, I guess it's good. I didn't even realize it was going on until I got on Facebook and people are commenting and stuff. Yeah, I'm not into it, you know. But then when I saw people are watching this, I just kind of turned it on and I saw a few things towards the end.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now let's see. The actress that got the award for drama, what was her name?
Amy Adams. Did she win?
Was it Amy Adams?
I need to see a list of the winners.
Yeah.
It's not even in the news.
Maybe it was Amy Adams. It was for what movie? For the Budapest Hotel, I think.
No.
Is that her?
Uh-uh.
No? Okay. So I don't remember much.
Globes winners. Let's see. It's all a blur now that it happened.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, here they are.
I know. It's like there's so many.
Which one did you want to know?
The actress. Best actress in drama.
Best actress. Oh, Julianne Moore.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Okay. That's right.
She's great.
Yeah. What movie was she in for?
Still Alice, which I really want to see, actually.
Yeah. See, I never heard of these movies, man.
That's more of like an indie,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
But I'm dying to see it. The cast is great.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Amy Adams won Best Actress in a Musical or Comedy for Big Eyes. That's what I was thinking of.
Okay. All right. Have you seen Big Eyes?
Yeah. I watched it on Friday night, I believe.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So you get to see a lot of movies.
Oh, yeah. Trying to see them all because, I mean, a lot of what we're going to all be talking about in the news for a while is going to be award season.
That's true.
And I'm trying to see everything as much as I can.
Good for you.
Thanks.
And they're good movies, too.
I still have a bunch I haven't seen.
Right.
And then I have recommendations, if you would like, of what not to see. Sorry, Into the Woods. That's a 3 hours I'll never get back.
Oh, wow. I wouldn't even waste my time on it.
Well, I half watched and half was on my phone. And that was one of the ones where I was not so present for.
Yeah.
Because the first half of the movie is cute. And then the second half, you're like, what are you doing?
Really?
Stop.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I can't get into these fantasy movies.
I like a good musical if it's done well.
Yeah.
But if it's not...
Oh, so it is a musical, right?
Yeah.
Into the Woods?
Sondheim.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Do you like any musicals at all?
Yeah. No, I love musicals in general. Yeah. As a group, I do. Mm. But Into the Woods, not so much.
Yeah.
Time to go.
I can't remember the last time I watched a musical, man. Wow.
I love them. If they're done well...
They don't make as many anymore.
No, they don't.
Yeah.
Not films, at least.
That's true, yeah. So, let's see, what else is going on? This was sort of interesting. I guess a transatlantic flight, you know, from London to JFK. And JFK to Heathrow. And I guess it caught like a powerful jet stream. And it started riding like almost at the speed of sound. Like 745 miles an hour.
Whoa.
I mean, you got to understand, usually they fly at about 500 or so, 450, 500 miles per hour. This one was 745.
Wow.
I mean, they cut the flight time off by 90 minutes. Can you imagine how much that is? But my question is, I guess the planes are equipped for that speed.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you would think that kind of speed would just, like, tear the plane apart.
Right. It's probably conditional to the weather conditions and also the height or, like, the altitude and a lot of things, probably.
Yeah. And plus, they probably make them like strong enough, you know, to withstand speed like that.
It's so crazy, though, because a plane can do that, but then another plane can't go up higher.
Right.
And then it crashes.
Yeah.
And then we can't find it. Like, I don't know. Why is the technology not consistent?
Well, because a jet stream is not really a storm. It's just airflow. And it's high up there, you know.
Yeah.
And that's why when you fly back the other way, usually it takes you longer. When you fly back
right.
from Europe to here, it takes longer because you're flying against it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So against like the opposite direction of the jet stream. So it slows planes down. But I'm just saying, you know, I mean, if a plane can actually get to that speed, why not make them that fast?
Right. Then we can cut off time from everything.
Yeah. Because, I mean, that's one thing about aviation that hasn't progressed is the speed. You know, I mean, they have managed it with the Concorde, but I guess it was too expensive, so they discontinued it. It was like $10,000 a ticket from New York to Paris.
Oh, wow.
To London. Yeah.
And how long was the flight?
It was a French plane. I don't know. I don't know how long the flight was, but it was substantially shorter.
Whatever happened to the Spruce Goose?
Yeah, it used to be here, right? In Long Beach.
Was that where it was?
Yeah.
I know that there was a movie about it.
Next to the Queen Mary. That's where it used to be. But that's a good question. Where did it end up? I don't know. Probably in one museum or something.
Yeah. Wasn't it like the biggest plane ever?
Yeah. Yeah. It didn't barely take off. Yeah.
I know, well,
but yeah, but that was way back then. You know, now yeah. I think we have the technology. It's just I think it's too expensive. I mean, look, my parents are coming out here, and we put them on business class from Israel, a flight that's usually a round trip around $1,500, about $5,000 a person. And we did get some points and stuff, so we lowered it to about $3,000 a person. But it's still, I mean, imagine. How can people pay this? You know, I mean, here we're all pitching in,
yeah.
all the brothers and everything, but it's crazy. Those, I mean, who pays that?
You know, I don't know. That's flight? A lot of money.
It's a lot of money.
It's more than rent.
Just to finish, you know, a flight a little easier, you know.
Right.
I mean, just think about it. After 14 hours of flying, you go, gee, I'm $2,500 poorer.
Right.
Yeah.
But I got where I needed to go.
Yeah, exactly.
A little bit more comfortable.
Yeah. I know, but, you know, they're older and stuff. We figured that's the only way they can travel. So, you know, so we did it. But yeah, I mean, that was actually the Concorde's problem is that it was too expensive and not many people were taking it.
Yeah.
You know, only the rich people. But I hope eventually planes will fly faster. I mean, it's ridiculous to have to fly so many hours.
Right.
You know, and I mean, this is like 2015. Come on, guys. And, you know, obviously, I mean, the body of the plane is able to withstand the speed. So, yeah.
I'd like to get places faster.
Yeah, I know. Especially
and cheaper,
planes.
Though. Cheaper, please.
Yeah.
There'd be a lot more traveling, I think, if it were cheaper.
Yeah.
I really want to go to Sundance. I have to figure out that.
When is it? March?
No, it's in a couple weeks. It's in like 2 weeks.
Oh, wow.
The 21st. It starts the 22nd, I think.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, one thing I can't miss is the Cannabis Cup coming up in February here.
What is that?
And I can't miss that. You asking what it is?
Yeah.
Oh, they do like, the main event is, I guess, they have like an award show for buds. So, you know, they find good buds and stuff, and then they rate them and so forth. But the reason I went is it's just cool. You know, if you have a medical marijuana card, then you can just go. There's like a big smoking area and all that stuff outside. And, you know, if you're into that stuff, then it's a lot of fun, you know. You get to, it's not every day you get to be in a big party and smoke pot
right.
and stuff, you know.
Legally.
Outdoors, yeah, legally. So. And God, I mean, all the food there, you can imagine everybody becomes so hungry.
Oh, wow. I almost want to go just to go.
Yeah, they have the food trucks and stuff there. I mean, the cheese, the grilled cheese truck, there must have been a mile long.
Yeah.
Well, not
they
a mile.
They must make
okay,
a lot of money
was,
that
yeah,
day.
They do. You know, they don't have to pay rent. You know, for a place. They just have to pay for gas. Yeah, so I think they made good money. But the lines were just huge, so I stayed hungry. Yeah, until I found something shorter. But have you ever had the grilled cheese from the truck? I never have, but they say it's pretty cool.
I've actually, unfortunately, waited in a line that was over an hour because I was with some people that really wanted it.
Right. And then you have to wait for them to make it for you, too. So there's two lines.
Yeah.
Right?
It's a long process that I don't think it is worth it.
No. For grilled cheese, come on.
I wouldn't wait in line for anything like that. Like food-wise, I just don't think it's necessary.
Right. Yeah.
Because then you eat it and it's gone. And then where did that hour and a half go of your life? It left in 2 minutes because you ate that thing.
Yeah.
Bye.
I know. And it's not just restaurants everywhere. You know, I mean, who wants to stand in line? But over the holidays, you know, with those huge lines, I was surprised to see how fast they processed them.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it was like when I saw the number of people, I'm like, I'd never stand in lines like that. But, you know, but I went with a friend and they said, well, just try it for a minute and see. Sure enough, 10 minutes, you're up at the front of the line.
Yeah. You know. However, not with sometimes the grilled
lines
cheese truck.
Sometimes lines are not that bad in traffic either. You know, sometimes I just get panicked when the traffic slows down and stops. I always imagine when they stop the freeway completely. They've done it a couple times.
Yeah.
They block it, then you just get out of your car. There's nothing you can do.
That's scary.
I know. So I never want to be stuck in something like that.
No.
Yeah. Oh, well, what are you going to do? I guess they discovered the Air Asia flight exploded on impact, which we talked about.
Yeah.
And so that's a fast death, I guess. But still, counting up to it is pretty depressing, I think.
Yeah.
When you've fallen off the sky. Yeah. What amazes me is how some bodies still stayed in their seats.
Yeah, that's so sad that they were found like still
but in one piece. I mean, come on, you know, how's that possible? I don't know. An impact like that, my God.
I don't know.
Yeah, pretty crazy stuff, man. Pretty crazy stuff. Finally, I guess this woman in San Diego found a boa constrictor coming out of their toilet.
Oh my God, that is my worst nightmare.
Yeah, me too.
Oh,
I hate snakes. Can't stand them.
I hate snakes. I hate bugs. I hate spiders. Yeah. Anything that is potentially dangerous.
It just, she realized the water level was high, so she started plunging it, and something came out.
Oh, my God. How did it survive?
I don't know. I don't know.
I guess they live in water.
You think they live in water, too?
I don't know. How did it get through the drains and all the pressure and, like, that poor guy?
I know.
What did she do with it?
She called the animal control, and they took it, and they're... They want to find a house to adopt it, I guess.
What?
Yeah.
Who adopts a boa constrictor?
They took it to
a
vegetarian. Oh, there's people that that collect snakes or...
Put it in the zoo or something.
Yeah. No, I met this girl who bought a snake. I'm like, why are you doing this? But some girls like snakes. Yeah.
I don't understand people that do.
Yeah.
I can't relate. But what I can relate to is people being upset about the Cadbury Bunny... the cream eggs being changed, the recipes being changed.
Yeah,
why? That. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. It's good.
Right.
I love those. I live for Easter because of those eggs.
Really? You like them, huh?
Like, I'm like, move over Valentine's Day. Already put out the Easter stuff. Like, let's move on.
Yeah. And Cadbury makes great chocolate, you know.
But I guess eggs.
The American company changed the recipe and people are irritated.
Yeah, I live for the cream eggs. Not even the other eggs. The cream eggs.
I'll have to try those. Because I love Cadbury stuff.
Oh, I'll bring them in. Because I'm sure Easter's already on the shelves.
Yeah, huh?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, of course, January 1. Who cares? Yeah. Move on, Christmas and New Year's. We're already doing Easter.
Right. All right. Well, that's it for today, folks. Stay tuned for the rest of the shows this fine day. And we'll see. Tomorrow we have a good guest, huh?
Yep.
You're bringing somebody in. So tune in tomorrow and we'll see you then.
Listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, right here on LA Talk Radio.